Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Turning now to local news, various patients have been admitted to New York Presbyterian Hospital with a series of unusual symptoms, including high fevers, sensitivity to light, and early signs of kidney failure. While doctors at the hospital say they are still...
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm serious.
You are seriously going to sit here in this Brooklyn bar
in the year of our Lord 2020
and tell me that you have never
ever
had a cup of coffee?
Not in my life.
Bullshit.
On my life. Not a single one, I swear. I can't stand the smell. God, I feel like I owe you an apology. This seems like it's really hurting you.
Mm-mm. I may never actually recover from this blow to the very core of my being.
Oh my god, the core of your... Coffee means that much to you.
Look, if I could drink nothing but coffee, I mean without getting like a heart attack or something, I think that might be my genie wish.
And like children starving in Sudan or the Amazon burning down?
Oh, don't get me wrong, they're on the list. If the genie's feeling generous, you know, wants to give me wishes 2 and 3, sure.
But if you only get one?
Coffee.
You were doing so well, too. Huh?
I was doing well?
Well, put it this way. We've been talking for 3 hours, 4, and I don't totally regret coming over and talking to you.
Oh, well, yeah, see, that's good, because I'm also, you know, mixed to positive on meeting you.
To not having the worst time. Cheers. Oh, this is so the right vibe.
Wait.
Oh,
what?
My God. You...
You know this? You know Tona?
I do know Tona. You know Tona?
I organized her show at the Pine Box 2 years ago.
Shut up.
Blew my mind. Jesus, Mary, I thought this was this cool indie singer only me and my lame friends knew about. You know, I thought we had a patent on this.
Oh, I love any song they play at closing time at bars. The best music is played after 1 a.m. Before that, it's getting played because people think other people like it or they're trying to make something happen. But when something gets played late, it's because somebody needs to hear it.
Wow. That is the most pretentious thing I've ever heard, and I am very upset by how much I loved it.
No, I'm serious. I think you always get the song you need. You just gotta give it enough time.
Well, speaking of time, you see Tom over at the bar? He just gave me the signal.
The signal?
Oh, yeah, you know, the one that means closing time. You've got 5 minutes to clear out or you get cleared out.
Oh, that signal.
Hey, can I confess something a little, pathetic?
We love a good pathetic confession.
I was really glad that you came over and talked to me. It's been kind of a bad month, and I got stood up on a date tonight. I was supposed to meet them here, and they just... never showed up.
I got stood up too.
What?
My brother set up a blind date. The fucker never showed up. You know, I think I recognize something in you.
Wow. Okay, then I guess it was like we were supposed to meet here.
You could say that.
And you could say that we are supposed to meet again?
Perhaps you could.
All right. Cards on the table. This is me trying to be charming as I ask you for your number before they kick us out of the bar.
Look, Anthony, this has been really nice.
Oh,
but
no, totally. I get
No, listen. I'm more of a person-to-person kind of girl, okay? So how about this? Let's meet back here Saturday, a week from today, 8 o'clock. How does that sound?
It's a date. by which I mean, yeah, that works for me. I'm sorry, that was stupid. I didn't mean to presume or anything. I just...
It's a date. See you next week.
Yeah, see you back here.
Don't be late. Bye.
I won't be. Bye.
But fate, as it turns out, had other plans. 2 days later, there were 500 confirmed cases in New York City. 2 days after that, it was officially classified as a pandemic, and the state closed down all non-essential businesses. The lockdown started not long after that. We never made it back to that bar.
Tandon Productions presents Life on Pause. Episode 1, Mary.
How do you find someone when you can't go look for them? I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Well, I mean, what else is there to do? They just announced that if you go outside, it's a $1,500 fine. And I'm officially furloughed from my work. Not much to do during a quarantine if you're an event planner, I suppose. Meanwhile, I'm now getting to that place where I'm having conversations with myself and recording them. Which, you know, maybe not the most normal thing ever, but... Well, on one hand, I think hearing your own voice out loud helps me feel a little less trapped. But on the other hand, I caught myself monologuing to my ficus plan earlier. This feels like a good compromise. So, that's how day 4 of lockdown is going. This is gonna be great. This is gonna be great. But okay, as I was saying, finding someone. Obviously, I wasn't able to make it to the bar for my date with Mary. Not only would it have been illegal for us to go out, but the bar was shuttered by then. Which, if we're going by the fate theory, could be taken as a sign that it wasn't meant to be and that we should just move on. That would be the path of the sane and rational, so... You know, none of that. Plus, I don't know if you've heard, but half the world is currently shutting down because of a highly contagious, deadly, scary-ass disease. The sky's falling down. I need something to distract myself with. Traveler Bar and Grill. Contact info. Oh, I figured it's worth a shot to leave a message at the bar. If Mary tries the same thing, then they might be able to put us in touch.
Phone numbers 917-45. No one's picking up. Must be the bar's actual landline. Damn. I was hoping it might be one of those numbers that gets bounced back to the manager's cell phone when they're off hours, but no such luck. Huh. I wonder if there isn't another number to
7238497 is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, hi! This is gonna sound a little, eccentric, but... And... sent! Well, I've left them a voicemail, written to their email, sent them a DM on their Facebook, made a reservation through their Open Table account, just in case anyone's still checking that. I think it's fair to say that I've now reached out to the bar. If Mary does the same, then... yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess now we... wait. Okay, nope, I'm not gonna sit here and refresh my email. I'm gonna... sit here and... do something else? I guess. Give it time. All right. It is day 11 of lockdown. No clue when they're gonna let us out, which is so awesome. But on the positive side, I heard back from the Tin Traveler. They said that Mary had gotten in touch and really wanted to see me and left behind her phone number and Skype username and a pre-stamped envelope with her mailing address. And yeah, this bit is getting a little sad, so I'm just gonna stop. No reply. Nothing. For all I know, everyone that worked at that bar doesn't even have a job anymore. Why would they be checking the voicemail? And given that it's now been a full week and I haven't heard anything, I think we're gonna call this one, sports fans. We gave it a good try, but... it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, yeah? So, here's the interesting thing about life on pause. Because that's the phrase they keep using. They don't like quarantine, and they'll use lockdown when they want to scare you. But when they're trying to make it seem like things are going to be all right, they say, life on pause. Life's not over. It's just on pause. You know, for a little while. And then someone's gonna hit a big play button somewhere, and it's all just gonna start up again, just where we left off. Doesn't sound so bad, does it? Pause. Sure, things don't get any better, but they don't get any worse. They're just there. I'm thinking about this because the news came down today. They're extending the measures. Again? It's been 54 days so far. And still no events to plan. Oh, well, no in-person events to plan. I've gotten plenty of people looking for someone to put together Zoom scavenger hunts, but... ugh, no. Nope. Not for me. I think there really is something to... connecting with the people you have in front of you. Like Mary. I can't believe I'm still thinking about her. It was one night. 2 months ago. A fluke. I should have moved on by now. But, how can I? Haven't you heard? Life's on pause. And I know, I already tried reaching out to the bar. That didn't work. I don't have her number or her email or her last name. I'm more of a person-to-person girl. Works in theory. Basically, no way to get in touch. What can I even do? Well, I think I might be able to throw math at this problem. Okay. I was just looking at my Facebook. I am friends with 1,342 people. Roughly half of them are current residents of the five boroughs. Lots of others are former residents. Almost all of them have at least one connection to someone in the city, aside from yours truly. Can't quite confirm that last bit empirically, but it stands to reason, given the demographic makeup of the U.S. We'll call it a gimme for now, okay? Meanwhile, New York City has a population of approximately 750,000 female-identifying people between the ages of 25 and 35. So, if I posted something up on Facebook, you know, was at this bar, met this person, totally awesome, have no way to get in touch with them, do you know them, can you get them my contact info? And everyone I know shares it, the odds of it finding its way to someone that knows Mary are... .0573%. Okay, so that's, pretty long odds. Yeah, not the best.
Pale fever is skyrocketing here in New York. While early reports initially indicated that the virus would begin a steady downturn, the latest numbers, climbing into the 100,000s, are only...
Of course, there's things that make it more likely that we'll find each other. We're close in age. Like a lot of similar things. She said she lived close to Tin Traveler, so geographical proximity. That bumps us up by a bit. Don't look at me like that. Like you're not doing weird things with all your time off at home. Then, of course, yeah, there's also things that make it less likely we'll be able to find each other. Random strangers meeting at a bar? Ugh, that's killer. That's the worst. If we met at a party, even if neither one of us knew the host, the numbers would be way better. And then, of course, there's her name. Mary, quite contrary. No last name, just Mary. Do you have any idea how many Marys there are in the world? Because I do. I checked. It's 3,991,000 people called Mary. That's like a whole Uruguay's worth of people all called the same thing. Why couldn't I have met someone called Andromeda? Or Bella Rose? Or, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, if I ask everyone that I know,
If anyone knows this person, and they ask everyone they know, sooner or later, it should get back to someone that knows Mary, right? Laws of probability? It's a small world after all. Is this totally crazy? This is starting to feel like we're maybe getting a little close to totally crazy.
Crazy is a relative term, my boy. Have you seen the state of the world? Australia just declared martial law. France is having a special election by mail because their president and vice president both died last week. I'm not saying this is the most normal thing you'll ever do, but come on. We're all mad here.
You know, you make a really persuasive argument, me.
Here for you, friend.
Yep. That's part of what makes this lockdown so hard. Okay, fuck it. Let's do this. Hey guys, I've got a favor.
This sounds strange. I met this person at a bar.
Yeah, that bar.
I don't know much about her. Just that her name is Mary.
We were supposed to meet back at the bar.
Honestly, I just really want to make sure she's all right.
If anyone knows her, please tell her to send me a message at weshouldhaveexchangedphonenumbers@gmail.com. That's one word. weshouldhaveexchangedphonenumbers@gmail.com. Please share this post. Thank you. Love you all. Stay safe.
Well, here goes nothing.
Posted. All right.
Little algorithm, it's in your hands now. Don't let me down.
Hey, Anthony. Long time no see. Hope you're staying safe. Don't know if anyone I know has met Mary, but just gave it a share. Fingers crossed.
Share. Hope you find her, bro. Stay strong.
Love from Texas. And I hope you two are able to connect. Stay safe. Praying for you.
All right. Audio diary time. Day 55 of lockdown. Woo! It's been 2 days since I posted the message on Facebook. So far, we have gotten, drumroll please, 189 likes and 32 shares. Still no messages, though.
Hey, man. This sounds just like someone my friend Louis introduced me to at a party 2 years ago. Let me check with him to see if he knows.
I'm so invested in this now. Any news? I'm trying to get my friends to share this, too.
You're gonna find her. Don't lose hope.
Sorry, man. Just heard back from Louis. Turns out, that girl was actually called Carrie.
My bad.
Day 61. 400 likes and 92 shares. Still no messages. But we're starting to get some shares from, well, from people that I don't know. Mm-hmm. Which is good. I think that's good.
Just saw this. Gave it a share. Hope it helps.
Shared with a few of my friends. Maybe they know someone who might know her.
Day 68. Couple of new shares, but still nothing in the email, though, which is... Oh, wait. Wait, hold on. Yeah, make that... Oh! Yeah, we got an email. We got an email, and it is... Spam. Trying to sell me boner pills.
I love you, Internet. Never change.
Hey, Anthony. Any news? I'm still hoping you guys can find each other.
Heard anything? Fingers crossed.
Don't keep us in suspense.
Well, have you heard anything?
Okay. So, day 76 on lockdown. And they're estimating we're going to be like this for at least 6.5 months. Yeah. I'd forgotten I had that. Meanwhile, though, it's been
3 weeks since I put up that post on Facebook. Lots of likes and shares, but no luck. Now, I could keep reposting it or writing different versions of it. And I will. But it's already starting to feel like diminishing returns. We gotta start considering a couple of possibilities. Like, maybe Mary isn't on Facebook. Yeah, I know, but trust me, some of these people do exist. Even now, in the middle of our pandemic year. So, kind of against my better judgment, I'm diversifying. Better terms of service, blah, 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 blah. Yes, I accept. I've got a bad feeling about this for some reason. Yeah, fuck it.
Hey, Twitter.
Tumblr. How you doing?
Hello, Instagram.
Hey, Reddit. I'm kind of new here, so go easy on me, please.
The last week before lockdown, I met this
but
really
we
awesome
didn't exchange numbers.
We were supposed and to meet at the bar later that
so
week.
So if anyone knows Mary, please let her know that she can get in touch.
We should have exchanged phone numbers at gmail.com.
Yep, it's all one word. That's the email address I made up. We should have exchanged phone numbers at gmail.com.
Please share.
Please share.
Thanks for looking at this. Thank you.
All right, it's day 90 of lockdown. Hooray. It's also been 2 weeks since I, joined social media en masse. And let me tell you, everyone always gives these sites a bad rap, but I don't know what they're talking about. Everyone on Twitter and Reddit, they're just such kind, giving, generous people. Oh, like, for example, we just got an email from bukakeburglar69@gmail.com. Sounds promising. Email reads, "Get a life, creepazoid." Well, thank you for that, Mr. Burglar. Of course, I have to remind you that life is still on pause. We're still on pause. Okay. It's day 120 of lockdown. Time for another round of posts. Let's go. But no matter how many times I posted, or where I did it, or how I worded it, the results were always the same. It's day 153, and still no messages. Day 193, still no word from Mary. Day 220, nothing. I never heard back from Mary. Day 365. Full year on lockdown. Or life on pause, or whatever they want to call it. So it's been a full year, and I think I need to consider the other possibility. The one that I haven't wanted to think about. New Yorkers have died of complications from pale fever. Most of them in that first month we went into lockdown, and with the population, the amount of exposure, the chances that Mary was... that she was... like I said, I don't like to think about it. Yeah. you know? Like, I know how crazy what I've been doing looks like, and how crazy it is, actually. And I feel crazy. Look, I live with it. And honestly, at this point, it's like I don't even want to go on another date with her. Okay. I mean, fine. That's a lie. It was a really good first date, and I'd like to get a second one. One day. Someday. But honestly, if I just got an email from Mary tomorrow that said, like, dear creep, a human once at a bar, please stop this awful thing you've been doing. I never want to hear from you again in my life. I think I might actually weep from joy. Just because then I'd know. It's the not knowing. That's the hardest part. And it's like, she was the last connection that I made before life went on pause. The last bit of real world that I got to have, and it's just like that's gone. Just another misconnection in a world probably full of misconnections. Right? Now. Huh. Right, and recording. It is day 366 in lockdown, and I wanted to try something new today. As long as I'm thinking through these things out loud, I figured, well, I might as well put them to good use, right? So this is going to be the first episode of the Lost and Found podcast, a show about the misconnections that we all have in our lives and helping us all to cope with those people we've lost and those we're hoping to hear from soon. Every week, I'm going to be reaching out to people who maybe have been lost. And then it started off as a coping mechanism more than anything else, really. I didn't think anyone would actually tune in. I was mostly doing it for myself. If I'm being honest with you, dear listeners, like all five of you, well, the hardest part about this whole thing is the not knowing. We can deal with the awful. We can deal with the sad. It's the maybe that gets you. And right now we live in a world of maybe. It wasn't about Mary. Not really. I'd talk about her every now and then, but it was about helping people. Or trying to, at least. All right, folks, that's it for this episode of Lost and Found. Hope you're all staying safe. And until next week, this is your host, Anthony, signing off. Not a lot of people listened at first. I think it took about 4 months for us to break 100 downloads. But then, I guess someone found the show and shared it, because we kind of blew up. I was well into the second year of the show when I got the first email.
Hi, Anthony. My name's Emily, and I've been listening to your show for the past 8 months. It's been such a help to listen and to feel a little less alone.
It was from a listener in Milwaukee. One of their friends had been vacationing in Argentina when the borders closed, and they had lost touch with them. They had gone over 2 years without knowing what had happened to the other person, until they saw someone post something about Lost and Found online, and it was their friend. The show hadn't just helped them cope with the misconnection, it actually helped them find each other again. I couldn't believe it. Hello, Emily?
Yeah, hi.
Oh my god, hi. And you're...
Gloriana, hey.
Okay, this is amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. I can't believe that... We did an entire episode all about them. Had them phone in as guests.
Yeah, no, we'd been hanging out a lot while school was in session. But then I went to visit some family for spring break. And I didn't have a phone number for her in Argentina. And I don't have Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, so... It was like she was just gone. And things were just so crazy back in Argentina, I didn't think about finding a way to...
It felt like a million and one chance that my show had somehow helped them to reconnect. It felt like a small miracle. But it had happened. A bit of good luck, I suppose, or fate. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Are you kidding? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for making this podcast. It's been really great to have it during these times, and I know it makes a lot of people feel less alone.
It was our best episode ever. People went nuts. It got featured on a bunch of listicles, the works. I felt great about it, but I thought that would pretty much be it. The high point of my podcasting career. But then, we kept getting more and more emails with the same story. People who'd found each other, who thought they'd never know what happened to the other person. All because they had listened to my stupid little show, recorded from my living room. A few months after that first story, I was doing this full time. Instead of the guy with the weird Facebook post, I was the guy who makes the show that helps people find each other. Even if only remotely. And it felt good to be giving people a real experience again, I suppose. But even now, after I've been running the show for over 2 years, I never did hear back from Mary. It's been 3 years now since we were supposed to meet up for that second drink. I think it's time to accept that no matter how much life feels like it's been put on pause, we all have to find ways to keep moving forward, even if it's a little bit at a time. And sometimes things aren't meant to be. And that's okay. That's okay. All right, day 1141. What are we doing today? Recording in about an hour. Gotta check on the guests to see if they have time. Oh, no way! Oh, God, it's been forever since I've listened to them. Yeah, I got a little bit of time.
All right, everyone, that was Scorpion. Thank you all for being here, or at least being wherever you are and tuning in to hear us while we're all in our respective homes. So yeah, it's been a little while since we've gotten to play. Did you miss us? We missed you. It turns out that it takes a little bit of doing to figure out how to play music together from a bunch of different places. We're gonna play some more songs, but before we do that, we wanted to share something with you all. Someone wrote in, they had something to say, they wanted us to read it out loud. And it's kind of a wild story, so check this out. Hey Anthony, it's Mary. We met 3 years ago at a bar in Brooklyn. We had a really nice time, but then, instead of exchanging phone numbers, we agreed to meet back at the same bar a week later. Of course, that was right before the lockdown started, so we didn't really get to do that. I don't know if you still think about it or if you've moved on with your life, but on the off chance that you do remember, and you've been waiting for history's longest week to be over, let me know. Send me an email at ididnotstandyouupsocietycollapsed@gmail.com. Signed, Mary. Well, there you are, folks. Mary, Anthony, this next one's for you. It's called Love Potion.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Holy shit. Oh my god. It's her. It's really her. God, Jesus. Oh my. This is insane. Mary?
Oh my god, yeah, it's me, Anthony?
Yeah. yeah, it's me. Oh my god, it's you.
Oh my god, it's me.
It's really you.
It's really, really me.
Well, I've been trying to find a way to get in touch with you.
No, I've been trying to get in touch with you.
Yeah, I've been posting things everywhere, pretty much every day.
I actually got a Facebook. My friends all gave me so much shit about it.
Oh, what? Excuse me, I thought you were a person-to-person girl.
Well, no one can be a person-to-person kind of girl anymore. I even got a Twitter, too.
Oh, yeah, well, I started a podcast.
You what?
Oh, it's a long story.
Yeah? You want to tell me about it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to. After all, I've got nowhere I need to be.
So, what's this podcast about?
Well, it's about making misconnections. It was after I had totally lost my mind and was reaching out to everybody on Facebook.
Hey, it's Marissa Tandon, creator of Life on Pause. Thank you so much for tuning into our premiere. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to hear more about how we made it, I have some great news. We've partnered with Radio Drama Revival to do a series of live interviews with the cast and crew of Life on Pause. This week, Gabrielle Urbina, who wrote the episode, will be joined by Ellie Fernandez-Collins on Thursday, December 10th at 3 p.m. Pacific, and Scotty Shoemaker, who played Anthony in this episode, will be joined by Will Williams on Sunday, December 13th, also at 3 p.m. Pacific. You can tune into both interviews on our Instagram, at LifeOnPausePod, and if you're listening to this episode after that, don't worry, you can still catch the conversation on our Instagram or on the Tandon Productions YouTube. Our next episode premieres on Thursday, but if you'd like to listen to the episode right now, you can by supporting the show. Our episodes are available a week early to our supporters, and you can gain access by visiting tandonproductions.com and clicking support at the top of the page. Until our next episode, you can join us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at LifeOnPausePod, and if you enjoyed the show, I'd love it if you could leave us a review or share the show with a loved one. Reviews help new listeners find our show, and they really help us out. And now, our credits. This episode was written by Gabrielle Urbina and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Scotty Shoemaker as Anthony, Dallas Boudreau as Mary, and Tona Ramirez as herself. Additional voices were provided by Noah Kaplan, An Shu, Taylor Tutt, Sheila Morris, Billy Finn, Eva Cantor, Mia Kadama, Alexandra Tandon, and Megan Carter. Sound design was by Grace Corcunis, and Love Potion was written and performed by Tona.